dark caves of reinforced concrete, the bunkers of the Nazis. The Second World War had devastating results throughout northeastern Italy, and especially in the city of Trieste. In addition to the bombing of the port and the historic center by the Anglo-American Air Force, after the 8th of September 1943, the city was invaded by the troops of the Third Reich, who made it the stronghold of the so-called Adriatischer Küstenland, Adriatic Coast Operations Zone, a vast territory that included the provinces of Udine, Gorizia, Trieste, Pula, and Rijeka. And that, in the invaders' plans at the end of the conflict, should have been part of Hitler's Greater Germany. Sadly, in order to suppress the resistance and initiate the deportation of Jews to the extermination camps, Nazi war criminals built a brutal concentration camp in Trieste, the Risiera di San Sabba, now a national monument. The material traces of the bombings, the air raid defense works, and the fierce fighting of that set period of Trieste's history, with the passing of the decades, are practically completely erased from the urban fabric. But in some cases, they have still remained evident underground, in the artificial war cavities dug in the years from 1943 to 1945. The mapping and topographical survey of the Second World War bunkers and air raid tunnels involved considerable resources of the urban speleology section directed by Armando Halupka. But also, in this case, the operation of bringing back to light what had been hidden and forgotten for several decades gave excellent results. Among the most striking discoveries in this particular area of investigation, we can certainly point out the reinforced concrete dams of the most notorious Nazi war criminals who terrorized these areas after 8th of September 1943. Friedrich Rainer and Odilo Globotnik, respectively, Gauleiter and senior heads of the SS in the Adriatic Coast Operations Zone. At the base of Via Fabio Severo, a central strategic area in the city, located a short distance from the port and the railway, three parallel air raid tunnels were dug for the civilian population. Right next to these tunnels, a reserved German military bunker was then built. It was so secret that at the end of the construction work, the designers were most likely eliminated, so as not to reveal the underground mapping of the hideout. This is the underground complex of the so-called Kleine Berlin, where at the time of the first explorations by the Adriatic Society of Speleology, the vertical tunnel was found. It was originally equipped with a wooden spiral staircase, which was used by Globotnik to escape capture on the 30th April 1945 and move away from the city before the very end. Currently, the Kleine Berlin underground complex has become a tourist attraction thanks to the protection of the friends of the Club Alpinistico Triestino, who have been managing it for years and still successfully take care of the guided tours. Rainer's hideout, that's inside show traces of fierce firefights on several levels of tunnels, is instead located near Villa Modiano, with an exit in the area of the barracks in Via Rossetti, and remains a site still to be adequately enhanced.